The outset of Parshas Maaseh lists the 42 places that the Jewish people stayed and traveled from and to during their 40-year sojourn in the desert. Rashi, in explaining why this is important for us to know what the purpose of this travelogue is, quotes in one of his explanations the tradition that he got from Rabbi Tanchuma, from the Medrash Tanchuma, who compares this in a mashal, in a parable, to a king whose son was ill. And he took his son and he traveled with him a great distance in order to find the right doctor, the right medicine, in order to heal him. Thankfully, it was successful, and on their way back home, as they reversed their trip, they went in the opposite direction of their journey, they passed all the places that they had been. Each time the father took the opportunity to remind his son, when he would point out a place, Kan Yashanenu, here's where we slept. Kan Hukarnu, here's where we felt cold. Here's where you didn't feel well, etc., etc. Question is, what is the deeper message of this mashal? What is the nimshal? What is the lesson we are supposed to take? What is the Tanchuma and Rashi trying to convey? Rav Schwab, in his Sefer Ma'ayan Beis HaShoeva, beautifully explains that to answer this, we need to first answer something very strange in the entire listing of these 42 places where the Jewish people traveled, somewhat inextricable even, about this description, about this travelogue. On the one hand, even when the locations of major events are mentioned, the actual events, the major events, are never referred to. There is no mention, even though this is a description of their 40-year traveling in the desert and everything that happened, all the places they went to, I should say, but there's never any mention of Kriyas Yamsuf, not of the Mon, Mara, Matan Torah, the Mishkan, nothing, the water, nothing. And yet, on the other hand, every once in a while, the Torah does interrupt the list of places in order to mention what took place at a specific location. But all of these references are actually incredibly curious because none of them seem to be that important at all. So, for example, in Pasuk Dalet, it mentions U Mitzarim Mikabrim, that at a certain time and place, the Egyptians were burying their dead. When they were busy burying their dead, also of Elokim Asar Shvatim, that Hashem had judged their idols. So what? Pasuk Zayin, it mentions V'yashav al pi achiros asher al pnei Baal Tzafon, that we got to this place by Chiros, and it was near Baal Tzafon. What does that have to do with anything? Why do we care about that? Pasuk Ches, it mentions that it took 3 days to get to Mara. At no other time does it mention how long it took to get from one place to another. Why here all of a sudden? Pasuk Tes, it mentions that in Elim there were 12 wells and 70 date trees. So what? Why is this important, especially when you consider all the things that are not mentioned? So Schwab explains so beautifully and profoundly that the theme is that these were places where something happened and the Jewish people should have and could have been inspired, but they weren't. Here, getting back to the mashal in the Tanchuma that Rashi quotes, here in this place, they slept. They should have been aroused by Hashem's miracles, but they slept through it. Here they should have been on fire and inspired, but here they cooled off. So for example, Rav Schwab goes through some of the ones we mentioned. When it says that in Pasuk Dalet that the Egyptians were burying their dead, says Rav Schwab, the Jewish people should have thought about that for a second. Egyptians don't bury their dead, they embalm them. Why are they burying their dead? Ah, so that's what the Pasuk says, that Hashem had, so to speak, done judgment with their idols. Hashem had, so to speak, defeated, killed their idols, i.e., they themselves realized that their Avodah Zarah was foolish and foolishness, and there was no reason to embalm for that idol. So you see, an incredible thing of Hashkacha, even the Egyptians are recognizing the truth of Hashem and the foolishness of their Avodah Zarah. The Jewish people should have been inspired by that. They should have seen the Hashkacha in the Egyptians' burying. But they didn't because they were sleeping. Kan Yashanenu. When they came to the place with exactly 12 wells, corresponding to the number of tribes, and exactly 70 date trees, corresponding to the number of the elders, the Shivim Zakenim, instead of realizing this wasn't a coincidence, but this was done b'chazdei Hashem and with great Hashkacha, they missed it. Karnu, karnu. Here they were cooled off. Instead of being on fire with inspiration, they cooled off. Similarly, it says it took 3 days to get to Mara. Why do we stress that? Says Rav Schwab, because in only 3 days, after having just experienced Kriyas Yamsuf, they were already complaining. All that inspiration, all that fire, and being excited from Kriyas Yamsuf, and in 3 days it had already cooled off. What a beautiful and profound interpretation, not only of this section of the Torah, which so often we find boring and tedious, and it really we see as such a beautiful Musar and message, but also such a beautiful interpretation of this Medrash quoted by Rashi. And I think that it really is a great Musar for us to think about. What is the purpose of reviewing this trip? It's not focusing on all the accomplishments. There is time for that in life, for sure. But the main thing we need to be focusing on is not patting ourselves on the back. The main purpose in life and the main purpose of reviewing this trip was focusing on those opportunities where we fell short, where we made mistakes, and lessons that can be learned from them. We each have to consider all the different events in our life. Some of them, thankfully, time of great bracha. But did we see the hashkacha? Did we thank Hashem? Did we see the great kindness that Hashem gave us in our lives? Did we use those as opportunities to come closer to Hashem, to be inspired? And unfortunately, the same is true, just as importantly, if not more so, chas v'shalom, lo aleinu, if we have difficult times in our life. Did we see the Yad Hashem? Do we understand what the lesson is? Do we try to at least understand what the lesson is? Did we learn from them? Each of the opportunities, the various journeys in our own life, all of the ma'asim, the motzeim l'ma'aseihem in our own life, are all opportunities to see the Yad Hashem, are all opportunities to grow and to be inspired. But only if we're awake, and only if we are alive, not cooled off, not chilling, and certainly not if we're sleeping. What a profound and important life message in Musar that we can learn, thanks to Rav Schwab, from the opening section in Parshas Maaseh.